The Novos.
Manny, Megan, Crevo.
Here's the weekend. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Hey guys, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's bright and chirpy.
Wet this morning.
Yeah.
It's the weekend, so I don't know how to feel.
Good is the answer because it's the weekend. What more do you want in life?
9:01, running out in the rain. It's going to be great.
All right, Meg.
Yeah, keen.
Straight
Where's
home.
Where's Spider-Man? Are you looking for a kiss, an upside down kiss in the rain? How was your night, Crevo? What did you get up to?
It was good. Just actually got a cheeky Thai takeaway. Bangkok Nights. Very good.
Ooh.
It is good. I've tried them once.
Yeah.
Really nice.
They had like a 2-for-1 on Uber Eats, so like doing that.
Let me tell you, yesterday, Mum felt like the old school Chinese, like honey chicken vibes. Mm. Anyway, we went to this place. I won't say what suburb it is, but it was disgusting. Oh.
You showed me like a video of the store, and let's just say the carpet looks like it's from like 50 years ago and never been changed.
It looks like a funeral home in the middle of nowhere.
And weirdly dark inside.
Very
why,
dark.
Why is it so dark? Tied up all the stains on the carpet is my guess on
so
it.
So bad. And then I spent the afternoon on the New South Wales Health Food and Safety website. See if there are any
strikes against them.
Yeah, there weren't, apparently.
No, but, that's good. Clean kitchen then.
So the food wasn't great either, I assume.
So, I don't know what it was, but we got, like, beef in plum sauce. Beautiful dish. It tasted like rust. They'd obviously hadn't
washed
the wok out or like wiped it out.
Gross.
Oh, my God.
Even the prawn chips tasted like shit. It's like, if you can't even get prawn chips right, shut the doors.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Interesting encounter we had this morning.
Oh, yeah. I got the blame for a crime.
Yeah, like at the radio station here.
Yeah, so I was just sitting here minding my own business.
Very innocent-like.
And then all of a sudden, I am being blamed for placing Blow Up Brit, our show Blow Up Doll, in the newsroom.
Hell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, look, come on. I hear the stories that, you know, you guys, you know, all the tricks you put on Jess. Come on.
You heard the story, but do I look like the guilty instigator?
It was the smile. I walked in through the door and it was just this very,
smiling.
Slow smile. Like
that's just his happy nature.
Yeah. Aww,
his very positive nature.
I apologise, Chris.
I'm just a lovable scamp.
Poor old Blow Up Brit. She's been locked in the cupboard for ages. She's made her exit this week. Is she fully clothed or is she free today?
She's half-half, so would you like to know which half?
Yes,
of course.
Okay, so she has a lovely pink flowing skirt on her bottom half.
Right. Oh, so she's topless at the moment.
She
oh,
is.
Wow.
She's getting ready for tits on toes at Waratah.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know anything about this?
I might.
I knew it.
I lied to your face. Well, I was in the newsroom yesterday, and of course Jared's going to be sitting in the newsroom next week, so I just wanted to prepare him for some of the shenanigans. So I did chuck it in there just before his bulletin. Didn't realise how late he was going to be for his bulletin, and he came in, and I think it scared him a little bit. I think he was a little bit thrown. So I did see him run back to the newsroom on the camera to tell you, Elle, but you just left, and then I forgot to remove it from the newsroom.
Oh, no, I did hear him yell something at me as I headed out the door, and I just kept walking.
Not my problem.
It's time for me to go.
That's what it was all about. I was in a mood yesterday afternoon. I was causing mischief. I think the afternoon girls were sick of me as well.
Good.
That's what we like. Absolutely. Hey, Lads vs. Lasses is up next. Of course, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Currently the score, the Lasses on 11, the Lads on 8. We've been really on the move this
Working
week.
Working hard.
Right?
Yeah.
Making it happen. Prize on offer, 13-10-09. We're looking for a guy and a girl to play. And the prize this week, really, really good.
$50 in Forno voucher.
That's
on
right.
Street. Great Italian restaurant. If you want to play 13-10-09, now it is a Feel Good Friday. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Destiny's Child.
I'm feeling good now.
Are you really?
I wasn't sure before, but you hear that?
And you're like,
yes.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, the ultimate battle of the sexes is right here. It's lads versus lasses. The lads have been absolutely killing it this week, which is just great. You know, it's the way it should be.
I think you got 3 out of 4 this week.
Yeah, and
that's
about to be 4 out of 4. So, you know, confident. Let's just keep it moving. Of course, the prize on offer is a delicious Inferno voucher. Don't eat the voucher, eat the food. It's great there. They've got pizzas, pastas, all the good stuff. It's great Italian, right? You're a big Inferno fan yourself.
Yeah.
You've been there at least right?
Yeah, like, I think 3 times.
I've had it when they brought it in here, which was just awesome.
Of course, when you didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, of course. You know that's my vibe. I'm
trying to hustle one of these vouchers now.
Hey, we still need a lass to take on our lad this morning, Meg, meeting him
now. Yes, so we're going to Ash from Rutherford. He's a Tyler, says he's a short ginger. I had to cancel his wedding because of COVID, and now his soon-to-be wife is not happy because he wasted all the wedding cash on his car. Ash, what are you doing?
Oh, it was her idea.
Oh, was that? Was she going to be angry at you?
That's it.
Oh, so what did you do to the car?
I spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah, so what kind of upgrades are we talking?
It's a VZ Commodore, and yeah, fully done.
Fully decked.
Ooh, yeah. You're living the good life, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Ash, will that be worth a mint in like 10 years, 20 years?
It'll be worth a mint in about a month, mate.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Jeez, how
good
much
investment?
How much did you put into the engine?
About 30.
Jeez. Wow.
Bloody hell.
We're all just a bit astonished here.
Yeah, a little bit.
You like what you like. Let's do it, Ash. Let's win you some dinner for free.
All right. First question is multiple choice. Which female actress has her own wine called Aveline? Is it Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, or Christina Applegate? You are correct, my friend. Well done. Question two, which rewards card does the store Cotton On accept?
Is it a Woolworths one?
No.
Cotton On Perks or just Perks, whatever you like. Question three, what is a Wallara Dream Styler?
Oh, clothing? Oh, I got no idea.
Nah, it's a hair straightener.
Good guess, though.
One on the board, man.
Well,
that's
done.
Okay. You could walk away with the point. Absolutely. We are still looking for a lass to take on that 1 point score from Ash.
Yeah.
If you want to play 13-10-09, we've got a $50 Inferno voucher up for grabs. We've got 10 seconds on the clock. Let's start it
come
now.
Come on, lads, an instant win.
No, not a win by default. Come on, ladies.
Nah, 6-5.
No.
Four, three, two, one. Yes!
Oh, no! Someone's calling!
Right on the buzzer.
Oh,
can
that's
you
good.
Believe that?
Yes, I can.
You're like a bee's dick away
from an instant win.
Another point. All right, let's go to Chelsea. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. You just got in before the buzzer went off, Chelsea. Okay, all you need to do to win today is get 2 correct answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Question number one. If I have a workshop crawler, what is it used for?
Yes. Let's go. Question one. Just say it again.
Okay, are you able to turn your radio down? The echoes, we can hear
it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. If I have a workshop crawler, what is that used for?
Cleaning the floor?
No. Question number two, it's sliding under cars to work in them. Lots of mechanic shops have them. Question two, the Deeper Pro Wireless, the Hummingbird Helix, and the Garmin Echo Map Plus are all models of what?
Nah.
These are ridiculous, Crevo.
Fish finders.
Oh, what are you talking about? Everyone knows
it's ridiculously hard.
Guys, this is for a tiebreaker coin toss. If you don't get this right, Chelsea, you're out of the game. What kind of drink does the brand Furphy make? This is an easy one. Alcoholic.
Come on.
Come on, Shells. What kind of drink does the brand Furphy make? You've got 3 seconds.
Beer.
Yes.
Yeah. Tiebreaker coin toss.
Good job googling
Stop
that.
Stop standing so defeated.
How to pick a winner.
Oh, Chelsea.
All right, Ash, you get the deciding toss here this morning, my friend. Heads or tails, man? Ash? Heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
There we go. Come on, Crevo. Let's get these tails happening.
Oh, it's heads. Oh,
sorry.
God. So many people say tails never fails. And then
it tends to fail a lot.
It tends to.
Chelsea, you win.
You win, Chelsea.
Oh, my God. God. Chelsea, if you don't know the prize, you don't deserve it.
$50 in Porto voucher.
Thank you. I was actually ringing up here to shout out to my boyfriend. His birthday today. Passed away 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Chelsea.
His name's AP. Alan.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Oh, Chelsea.
How are you doing? You dealing okay?
Yeah, good. Yeah, he passed away on my birthday 2 months ago.
And
it's his birthday today.
He turned 33. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Yeah. That's deep. Hey, look after yourself,
we're
okay?
We're feeling for you, Chelsea.
Thank you.
He's sending you guys all the good vibes.
Yeah.
Well, Chelsea absolutely deserves that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Hey, switching gears.
AP.
Crevo looking very fresh today with a new haircut.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, luckily you're not in Ballarat, where they might be banning a certain haircut that your hairdresser tried to give you yesterday.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm talking about the mullet.
The Novos.
If you went to a school where they started policing what kind of hair you had, would you leave?
Pyongyang Public School.
My high school had that.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, your hair couldn't be touching your ears.
What?
See, as a man, I hate private schools. Yeah. You pay money to get dictated to. Shove it.
Yeah.
There was a period where I had my hair long.
Yeah.
So at night I'd wear like a hat or a beanie. And then it would like close Smush. It down. And then I.
Yeah. What did the teacher do? Walk around with a ruler and a pair of scissors? Oh, that's fucking your ear.
They'd send you home.
Yeah, well, this is what's happening at this Ballarat school, St. Patrick's College in Ballarat. Basically, if you're caught with a mullet, you were sent home to get it cut. You've got a week. You've got a week to get it cut before you can come back to school.
Now, this is interesting because I was at the hairdresser yesterday.
You were saying this earlier.
But, before you came in, I was telling Meg that she tried to give me a mullet.
I couldn't imagine you with a mullet.
No.
How grand if you had gotten the mullet.
You guys don't know this, but just before the holidays at the end of last year, same hairdresser, and she sort of gave me like a stealth mullet. Like, it wasn't a big one, but just a little bit. And I didn't really realise until afterwards. And then she goes, oh, just keep it. It'll look good. And then that was the end of the haircut. So I sort of had a bit of a mullet at the end of last year.
I'm disappointed we don't have photographic evidence of this mullet.
Yeah, there wasn't. Well, I wouldn't let that get onto the internet. Crazy.
Your fiance Emmy like it?
Not really.
Not really. She's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly. Why have you gotten a mullet?
What did you say to her yesterday? How did you let her down? When she's like, oh, I'll give you another mullet.
I said, no, but as soon as she started, like, clipping up my hair, I was like, no mullets this time. And she was really disappointed. Oh. She was like, oh.
She's a mullet fiend by the sound of it.
Absolutely loves it.
Some women love mullets.
Nah.
I reckon she must secretly like them because she's trying to give them to people without them even knowing.
Well, luckily you're not going to this school. They deem it as an extreme hairstyle.
Extreme.
Along with obvious patterning, cornrows, dreadlocks, mop tops and mohawks. Oh, and rat's tails.
Yeah.
Look.
Do you like a rat's tail on a man, Maddie?
No.
What about a mullet?
No.
There's no type of mullet? What about a mohawk?
No.
I love a mohawk.
Like a mohawk?
I've been trying to convince Josh to get a mohawk since we've been together.
Oh, Meg.
Like a proper punk rocker one?
Not a proper punk one, but like just a very slight
gonna
in
dye
the middle.
Going to dye purple as well?
No.
But with his job, because he's on the phone, does he have to wear a headset?
He does.
Oh, so that wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't
work.
It
would ruin the mohawk. No.
But just don't go to this school and get it kicked out for a mullet is basically the principle.
Or go to Crevo's hairdresser if you
if you want one.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Facebook memories can be a real bitch sometimes. You know, you get the notification, it pops up, and then I recently was reading through some of my statuses from like 10, 12 years ago. Man, I don't know what the hell was wrong with me, but some of the shit that I was saying was
sometimes weird and cringeworthy, and you go, why did I write that?
Why was I even allowed to have Facebook in 2010, 2013?
Shouldn't have been able to.
No.
Hey, we're going to play a little game about this next. 131009, get on the phones. We need a caller. We're playing for a Maitland Show family pass this morning. This is the game. We have a status from each of us from back in the day. It's your job to match the status with the Novo. So, if you can match all three of our very cringy former Facebook posts from like 10 years ago, you win the family pass.
How good.
This is for somebody that listens to the show a lot.
Yeah, and has an idea.
And understands us and our personalities.
And how cringeworthy we actually are.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you want to have a crack at this, give us a call now, 131009, as we play Whose Status Is That?
I love it.
The Novos.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook.
I don't give a about your Instagram.
Yeah, going through our cringy, like cringe to the max Facebook posts from our past lately, and we thought we'd make a little game out of this. On offer today, we have a family pass to the Maitland Show on offer for the winner. Very easy for avid listeners of our show.
All it should
you
be
have
easy.
To do is match the old cringy Facebook post with the corresponding Novo. So myself, Crevo, or Meg. Now, look, I think this is pretty easy. So I think it might be a walk in the park. If you want to play 131009, jump on the phones. But let's kick it off this morning, guys, with Mel. Hey, Mel.
How are you?
Hey, going well. Are you a big listener of the show, Mel?
Oh, I've been listening for a fair few years and I finished up work. So I listened to you on the way to the gym.
Oh, good. Good. Very good. Well, do you know what? We'll take anything we can get. Are you confident you can do this?
I know you pretty well, I think.
Thanks,
you, so I'll see how I go with that.
Okay. Excellent. So, I'm going to read the statuses to you.
Yep.
And then you can put them in order and guess who they belong to. Are you ready? Okay.
All right.
The first one is, we'll go around the team. Stupid cute boys making me stay up all night talking to them. But so fun. Smiley face emoji from the 4th of Feb 2010. That's status number one, Crevo.
All right, I'll read status number two. And this is from 11 years ago, so the 30th of January 2011. I loathe Akon and his annoying voice.
Okay, that's number two. Right, Meg, number
and
three.
From the 15th of February 2013. So this is the photo one as well. It says, is there a subtle safe sex message on this aluminium foil? And the photo is of the foil that says, wrap it up. Also, hashtags, euphemism, safety first, Mad Brook, and long hashtags.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, let's start off with that one because it's, like, the freshest in your memory. Who does that status belong to? Myself, Crevo, or Meg?
I first think I know who Stu is, but third one, I'm saying maybe Crevo.
Correct.
That is correct.
That does, in fact, belong to Crevo.
Okay, so now we'll go to the other ones.
The next one, I loathe Akon and his annoying voice. Who does that belong to, me or Meg?
Well, I think, Maddie, the loathe word is you, so I think that's you.
So you lock in that status for me?
Yes.
Which means the stupid cute boy is making me stay up
could
all night talking to
could
them.
Be, yeah.
But so fun.
That could be me.
Could be.
But it's not. It's Meg. You win.
Hey! Well done, Mel.
Good stuff.
Oh, we love you, Mel. Maitland Show Family Pass coming at you.
Great. I'll take the grandkids.
great.
Oh, beautiful. It's going down February 18th to 20th at Maitland Showground. For more info and tickets, maitlandshowground.com.au.
Well, that was impressive.
Well done, Mel.
Good detective work, like going through the information, you know, figuring out all the clues.
Yeah.
And away you go.
That's so funny. Honestly, so cringe. Oh. Why did I hate Akon so much? I actually don't mind.
To be fair, I had ones about hating Lady Gaga back in the day. And oh, I love Gaga.
Now.
Things have changed a little bit.
Yeah. Though. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Pamela Anderson has opened up about how she feels about this new TV series about her and Tommy Lee, which I haven't seen, but I've heard is really good. Also, too, we finally got this trailer has dropped overnight of the Tiger King prequel. It's that Peacock movie that they've done about it.
This sounds cool.
Yeah, I'll play you the trailer next.
Details next.
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, producer Jackson, Pamela Anderson has weighed in on this new TV series about her and, was it Tommy Lee?
Yeah, Tommy Lee. So the series is on Hulu. It's called Pam and Tommy. It's all about how the sex tape ended up coming out.
Yeah.
Details the burglary. So apparently their pool keeper stole a safe because he was treated so poorly by Tommy Lee and then released it. So there was lots of chat about how she felt in the lead up. She hasn't actually spoken out about it. All these words are just from an insider, so I don't know how true it is, but apparently she will never ever watch the Hulu series. She says the burglary was a living nightmare, and it goes on to say apparently she feels like, because she's a sex symbol, she doesn't feel like she deserves privacy, or at least that's what the public think. And apparently she says it's a sad reflection on how far we've come as society, where she is owed an apology for it all as well.
Especially in the 90s, it was all about her and Tommy Lee.
Yes,
they were massive.
Yeah.
Apparently this TV show is very good.
The actors playing them look exactly the same.
Yeah.
I did see the promo photos and I was like, how did they get... Is that the real people? Yeah, and then you're like, oh, no, of course not.
Have you seen what these people look like, regularly? Do you know how many prosthetics? Like, just for, even... Pamela Anderson's boobs.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'd be quite
an
a job.
Enhancement.
Which is quite... amazing, because the actors in it don't, one of them was in some sort of old time drama where they were playing a royal, and she does not look like that at all.
What a pivot.
At all.
Lady Bevington to Pam Anderson.
They're saying too, there could be some legal action taken against Hulu over this, because they have tried to stop it coming out quite a lot. So I think this story's unfolding. I guess we'll see.
That'll create just more publicity for the documentary. I'm sure if it's out on Hulu, they've done their homework and checked the legals.
Would she be making any money out of this, do you reckon?
Nah.
No?
No, because they're just using... Oh, actually, I don't know.
So they're using her likeness.
Yeah, they're using her actual name. I think it's different when you use the likeness. I don't know. I guess it depends if she sues.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
She should then.
If she's not cut in on the deal, which I'm assuming she's not, because she hasn't endorsed it at all.
It's not about Pamela Anderson... and we just didn't notice, you know, when a word, they jumble up the middle letters and you never notice.
Anderson Pamela.
The Aldi version.
But do you know what? What a pivot Pamela Anderson has done, coming from where she was as, the world's biggest sex symbol. Now she's, this queen of
humanitarian.
Wokeness, right?
Mm.
Is she still dating Julian Assange? Does anyone know what the status is of her relationship?
I don't think so.
That was an interesting one, right? Yeah. Well, actually, she's not, because she just got divorced from her husband.
So there's a wrap on that.
There we go.
Oh my God. Good luck to her.
Maybe she'll get back with Julian Assange, hopefully. Look, talking of the remakes and the Lifetime movies and TV shows, Tiger King, we've got a prequel to that. I don't know how this is going to go. Do you want to take a listen to a bit of the trailer?
Yeah, definitely.
Carol Baskin?
I'm Carol Baskin.
Does the name Joseph Maldonado Passage mean anything to you?
He is a psychopath who wishes me dead.
We've been in an ongoing dispute with Joe.
I'm sorry, I understand this must be very hard for you.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm allergic to cats.
I always thought cat people were a little weird.
It's going down, the comedy route. They casted Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live as Carol Baskin.
What?
So I don't know how this is going to go. But it looks terrible, but fascinating and amazing at the same time.
I'll probably watch it and then regret my decision.
Yeah.
That's my prediction of the future.
It's one of those movies where it's tacky wigs and it just looks a bit cheap, but it looks really good at the same time.
Do you know what streaming platforms like Netflix and the like have done? Like, these movies would all back in the day have played at midday on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
They've made the midday movie into premium content.
And we're lapping it up.
Haven't we? Well,
promoted it as that.
Oh, what a load of shit. We move on.
I'm still going to watch Tiger
King. Did anybody watch the follow-up Tiger King?
Yeah, I didn't.
I did. Wasn't as, like,
It was quite interesting, actually.
I think I did, but I don't remember it.
Do you know what? I didn't even find Tiger King that fascinating in the first place.
I binged that in one day.
Didn't we speak to one of those toothless guys Joe Exotic was banging on the show a couple of years ago?
Yeah, we would learn all. And he wouldn't give anything away.
I know, like, he was so famous. Mm. What was his name?
All that happens in my mind when I think about Tiger King is Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars, dancing to Eye of the Tiger.
The best bit of the whole thing.
Do you know what? For your Friday, we'll leave it on that. If you have a spare couple of minutes, bloody put that on YouTube.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM.
You might have seen on your Facebook feed this weird little, it's like a game thing that's popping up on people's statuses. Wordle. It's just like a number of, like, my Wordle score is 4 or something like that. And it's just like these weird grey and green blocks. And then everyone's like, everyone's liking and commenting on it. And you're thinking, what is all that about? Well, maybe you have joined the Wordle cult like me and you think it is excellent.
You're a very intelligent man, though. Maybe this is right up your alley.
It's not that hard.
You guys are screwed up. Meg, I just literally, less than 60 seconds ago, looked over at you.
Yeah.
What was open on your phone?
Yeah, it was Wordle.
Wordle.
Yeah.
This
Come
is a
on,
thing.
Guys.
It's a new one every day. You've got to get on it.
Oh, so annoying.
No, it's not. It's really good.
All of this.
Is it because you can't do it or?
No, because I don't want to.
Did you, have you had a go at it at
least?
Yes.
Then I.
What was your score?
0. I kept picking all of the swear words.
And it's probably not going to be one of those.
Yeah.
What we want to do next, 131009, have you joined us? Are you Wordle obsessed or are you really annoyed by it?
Is it annoying you on your status seeing it post after post after post?
Exactly. 131009, are you Wordle obsessed like me? I've gotten into it. I think it's great.
Okay.
Do you want to give it a go now during the song?
Yeah, let's go.
What's your score?
Maddie, you're missing out.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
The Novos.
Oh, I think we're coming up.
And my job as a lexicographer is to try to put all the words possible into the dictionary.
Yeah, that's right. Are you Wordle obsessed like me?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
in the
Meg,
song.
You,
thank you very much.
What was your score?
Is there a score? I don't know what the score
Okay,
is.
For those that...
I don't get the scoring part.
...are listening to this right now and you're sitting in your car thinking, what the hell is Wordle? Would you like to explain how it works?
Absolutely. So it's just this website. Just Google Wordle and it's going to come up. And basically, it's this grid and you put in a 5-letter word and then you hit enter and you see if you've got it, and it tells you if you've got some letters in the right spot, some letters if they're the right letters in the wrong spot, and some that are the wrong letters, right? And then you've got 5 or 6 goes to try and figure out what the word is. Crack the code, if you will. If you have a curious mind, this is for you.
Nah, it was so good. I was getting really cranky a couple of minutes ago, and then I nailed it. So I got down to number 5, my 5th go.
Okay.
And got it.
Nice work.
Yes.
So bored by this.
So happy.
So word game's not for you, Maddie. You never played Scrabble?
Do you know what? No, I have, but I can think of 25 other better things to do with my day than sit there trying to guess some random words.
Oh, 3 minutes. It took me barely 3 minutes. Open your mind, Maddie. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself.
You've got to grow your curiosity about the world.
Look at you, sheep. Man.
Oh,
hey, Jackson, are you playing Wordle?
No way. Get outside, get a tan, get a life. You'll regret it when you're like on your deathbed. You're like, oh, I wasted all that time playing Wordle. How lame.
I'll be relishing in my Wordle score. Thank
and
you very much.
And how good you get.
You were even posting it on your Facebook yesterday, which was very unusual for you. What was your score yesterday?
Yesterday, 4.
What was yours just now?
First time ever playing
it. Technically 4 was my score.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. See, smashing it.
And I have a 2-day streak now.
Hey, winning.
That's some real currency in life.
That's a hot streak.
It's going to get you nowhere.
Don't need your judgment. So take your sass elsewhere.
What kind of words were on today?
Well, you can't. Well, I'm not going to say it because
everyone in the world does the same one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's a universe.
Well, you don't want to actually say what it is.
Tell us.
No way.
There's a universality to it as well. That's the other good thing about it.
The cool thing is once you actually do get it correct, it doesn't come up. So you can share it. But they don't tell you what the word is.
Danny, okay, I just got it on 5.
Danny, are you Wordle obsessed or do you think it's a load of BS?
Oh, no, I'm Wordle obsessed. Oh,
yes, Danny. Welcome to the club.
How good is it, right?
Wordle is awesome, but I do not clog up my Facebook feed with my scores. I actually have a Facebook chat group where I share it with my students.
Oh, that's good. So you've got because it's just a copy-paste thing, right?
Yeah, there's 5 or 6 of us in there and we share our scores every day.
Oh, nice. Wow. Are you leading the pack?
Oh, God, no.
Oh. Come on, Danny.
Danny, tell me how many...
Every now and then I go really well, but yeah, I think I overthink it.
Danny, real talk, how much time are you spending each day on playing Wordle?
Oh, 5 minutes.
That's the thing.
Because it's only one per day.
There is a Wordle archive.
Oh, don't tell me about that.
Don't do that to us.
You can go back and play the previous Wordles and it will tick them off for you one by one. So
Danny.
You did two a day.
I like that.
One catch-up.
I reckon you're doing more, Danny. Here you go. Oh, I'm only spending 5 minutes, but you know about the Wordle archive. That's
absolutely
a super fan.
I did, because that was in my chat group. But listen, Jackson, I've got to tell you something. I go to the gym. I walk the dog every day. I'm fit and healthy. And I won't have Alzheimer's when I get old.
That's right.
You do you, sis. Love this.
You're working out your brain as well.
Very rarely do listeners have a go at Jackson.
I'm here for it.
When he said get a life, that was just like a challenge to me. I thought, no, I'm ringing up.
Jackson, do you have a retort?
I just think let's compare notes, babe.
I love it. Thanks for your call, Danny. Appreciate it. There you go.
Wordle.
Get on board, guys.
It's still growing, but it's going to be massive.
Oh, my God. Speaking of a Facebook group like Danny, wow. I got a message from my friend the other day because I did another rat test, right? And I've done maybe 3 of them. You guys all give me so much shit for getting, like, COVID tests all the time. I'm actually not getting them all the time.
Like
how many in the last week?
How many?
We're not going to skip over this. How many in the last week?
One.
Sure.
I've done one rat.
Yeah, right.
This week. Okay. I've only done one rat this week.
How many PCRs?
I think it's just being responsible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's good.
If you guys, just because you've had COVID, Meg, and you're living a COVID-free life, like, the rest of us have to, you know, live
I'm
with
still
maybe
being cautious.
Getting COVID. No, you're not.
Excuse me.
Anyway, my friends renamed our chat on Facebook to something that I'm very unhappy about. Rat Test Anonymous.
Do you have a problem?
You've been ratting a lot, have you?
Yeah, apparently so.
Old Splinter here from the Ninja Turtles.
I don't think there's any... We'll chat more about it next. But I'm quite offended by the whole thing. Are you now getting shamed for, like, doing COVID tests? I'm sick of it. I really am.
Have you been?
So I was just chatting to you guys before. I'm feeling very attacked by you and my other friends about the amount of rats and COVID PCR tests I've done over the pandemic. Now, you guys are making me feel like I'm hoarding tests almost.
No, I'm not. I'm not suggesting that because you use them straight away. You're not hoarding them.
No.
So, no, mine. No, no means.
I'm sick and tired of receiving messages from people judging me for having a COVID test. All I'm trying to do is keep myself and you guys safe.
And I appreciate
because you've had COVID.
I appreciate that, but I don't reckon a sore toe is a symptom.
How many, okay, just overall, in the last 6 months, how many COVID tests have you done? PCR and rats.
Oh, probably maybe six or something. Six or seven.
Two PCRs and one rat.
Okay, I've done maybe 10, but like, that's okay, I feel. I'd rather know. Anyway, one of my best mates, Lee, changed our chat the other day when he found out that I was doing
another one.
Another one.
It's DJ Carlin.
He renamed our chat to Rat Test Anonymous. And I was like, that's a bit much. Lee is on the phone. I'm very offended by that.
Well, that's not my fault.
Sounds like more of a you issue.
So, Lee.
It sounds like definitely a you issue. You've done more than 10 tests, Matthew.
No!
The truth comes out. Now, Lee, you've known Matty a long time.
I have, yes.
Would you say that he is a tiny little bit of a hypochondriac?
Oh, absolutely, about everything. Like, he flies off the handle about everything, and COVID is just another one on the long list.
He's just turned up the volume to it, like the heat volume on his nervousness about being sick.
Do you know what was...
Absolutely, and then he changes the chat name to Rat Hoarders Anonymous, so
I'll tell you why, because here's Lee having a go at me. Oh, you're getting another COVID test. Anyway, he sends me a picture of like 10 different boxes of like rats that he's obtained in the last month.
Future-proofing myself, thank you very much.
You're a rat hoarder.
No, and I've said to friends, if they need one, I've got stock.
So see, that's nice.
That's sweet.
You're doing a service to the community. I like that, Lee.
I'm like Matthew that drives like 20 kilometres when he's just got, you know, like a slight throat tickle.
The message
what's,
here is... If
what's
you think
the mildest symptom you've had and you've done a rat?
Okay. A bit tired?
Hungover?
No, a cough.
Okay.
A little cough.
A cough is probably reasonable.
A cough.
Absolutely not. They've said don't use a rat test unless you have, like, you know, hectic symptoms. And a slight tickle after having a sick is not hectic symptoms.
Lee made a joke yesterday. You'll be driving to Sydney to get one of me, sir.
Well, I'm just waiting for the message.
So. When Newcastle runs dry, we'll give you a call.
Thanks, Dol. Oh, my God.
Like he's on your side at all.
No, of course not.
He renamed the group, the chat group. I like it.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Last night was my equivalent to, like, watching the Super Bowl. It was the grand finale of And Just Like That. The Sex and the City
and
reboot.
Just like that.
I was very, very keen. Original plans were, Maddie, you were meant to come to my place. We kind of switched those plans up a little bit. I went over to your house. Got a little bit tipsy on the rosé. It was a good show.
Oh, Meg was like legless.
Yeah, well, not legless. Not legless, but we'll get into it next. I promise, no spoilers.
Do you know what?
I promise, no spoilers.
I've got a few things I want to say here. Like, just to give you a little insight, I got totally left out of the conversation yet again because my mum's there at the moment. Meg and my mum apparently, like,
We're besties now.
Besties.
Yeah.
I didn't go along to this event.
Yeah.
No.
And I don't regret it.
Megan even invited my mum to her wedding.
Well, actually, she invited herself, and then I said, yeah, sure.
Except, well, that's so amazing. So much has happened. I can't wait to catch up on this.
It was a very important night last night. And just like that grand finale, season one, fingers crossed for a season two. I love it how you get into this, Maddie, because no one else in my realm, apart from Jess, our newsreader, who's on holidays right now, gets into it, apart from you.
Did it surprise you?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't, because the first thing I found out about you was you like Star Wars.
Yeah, so
I didn't think it was a match.
I didn't
right?
think it was really a match, but
mixed bag.
But
yeah.
But I went over to your place last night. We had a bit of a grand finale, like
a
viewing party,
yes.
if you will.
Because the original Sex and the City is like this old lady show, right?
It's not an old lady show. You watch your mouth.
And then, but the new one, they got like younger people on it, isn't it?
Oh, so, no,
not really.
No, they got the original characters.
Well.
Yeah, get off it.
Oh, you ageist pig.
Don't criticise the things you love. But basically, we went over and I was having a couple of drinks with your mum because she was in town.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, after we watched the show, we were watching the documentary that followed.
Oh, the documentary came out as well?
Yeah, that dropped yesterday as well. And I'm pretty sure I missed half the documentary because I was having such a good conversation with your mother.
A real D&M.
Yeah. I was sitting there at one point and they were talking about hysterectomies. At that moment, I thought to myself, what am I doing?
Am I in the twilight zone?
Keep this in mind. You invited me over. You had the chance to come over to mine where there probably wouldn't have been hysterectomy chat.
I don't want to hear that, you know? Like, I'm happy to coast through life not hearing about the inner workings of a hysterectomy. Like, I get it full on.
It was quite interesting, though, because I'm sitting there having this conversation, a couple of rosés deep. I look over to you, and you're just, like, hand in your, like, oh, you,
what
you were
I
over
doing
it.
With
you were
my
so
life.
Over it.
You and my mum are, like, too
I love,
much together.
I love her so much.
Oh, and then Meg, get this right. We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Meg's, you know, a little bit lubricated and extra orange juice. Too much in her system. Anyway, she goes to my mum, hey, you know, Maddie and I are getting an apartment over Mardi Gras in Sydney. Why don't you come along as well? Now,
has
let
she
me
ever
tell
been to Mardi
you,
Gras?
Yes, Megan, let me tell you, she's not allowed. She's not coming. I'm not having my
well,
mum.
Well, if I'm paying for half of the room.
I'm not having my mum at Mardi Gras with us. Like, it's just too much.
No.
Are you sure? It'd be great. Imagine that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going to go ahead and invite her. No, Meg.
Well, she already invited herself to my wedding, so
what?
I thought,
are you serious?
Because she was asking me when the wedding date was and all that kind of stuff, and she was talking about coming along. And she goes, oh, I'm just inviting myself to your wedding. Well, yeah, sure, you can come.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
I've met her twice, and she's already coming to my wedding.
You've got the tightest relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like you know her better than Maddie almost
Maybe.
From this point.
Maybe.
You got her phone number.
She offered to give it to me last night.
Meg shot her down.
Oh, really?
No, I said, well, I'm going to talk to her on phone. Because I don't text people anyway.
Because Meg doesn't like taking phone calls. Up
no,
those.
I don't. I hate taking phone calls.
See, Mum's a big... That's actually a really good move because Mum loves to get on the phone and gas bag.
Yeah.
Like, for hours at a time. So, like...
She was on the phone when I got there.
Well, you're restricted to Facebook.
Yeah.
That's good.
But the other thing that happened was when she met talking to your housemate, Cal, about Sex and the City itself...
So
is he a big fan of it?
Well, he banished himself to his bedroom.
Yeah.
Right.
So Mum, when she's had a few drinks, like gets a little bit loose with her tongue. And I don't think she always means
to say what
comes out.
Okay.
Anyway, Cal's sitting there and he's like, oh, yeah, Sex and the City's on. And she goes, now don't get too turned on, Cal. And he's like, what? So don't get too turned on. I'm like, what are you talking about, Mum? Well, all of these people having sex. Don't get turned on.
I think this is the point that he made.
He just ran.
I gotta go. Somebody's gotta go. Takes a phone call.
Fun
a fake
night,
phone call.
But wow. Plenty to
you,
talk
yeah,
about
you've got a new best mate,
I
Meg.
Do.
Maddie's mum.
She does it all the time. Whenever I introduce her to like people in my life. She always takes over. Like I have a whole bevy of friends that I went to high school with that she talks to now. I haven't spoken to them in 10 years.
And she knows.
She's updating their lives to me. I have no idea.
Going to their weddings, meeting their kids, going to the christenings.
She'll be calling you for years, Meg. Smash for Cash up next.
That's right. Your chance to win yourself $1,000. And guess what, guys? It's Clue Day. Are we giving away the clue now?
Yeah, do it now.
Okay. So this is the clue, the new clue. It doesn't require electricity.
Let's run through the other two as well.
You might find it in grandma's pantry.
Yep.
Number two, it's food related. Number three, it doesn't require electricity.
Here is the sound. Listen carefully.
If you want to play,
13, 10, 09.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, $1,000 on the line, and my God, you have to be so quick at ringing because it's just so competitive out there. It's like the African jungle, you know? It's crazy, right?
Especially today, going into the weekend, with $1,000, you want that vibe.
And a new clue as well.
Yeah.
The phones are melting down.
Let's run through the clues one more time. Don't forget, all of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au, Creeper.
Okay, clue. We'll start with the new clue because that's the one on everyone's lips this morning. And that is, it doesn't require electricity, right? Clue number two, you might find it in grandma's pantry. Clue number three, it's food related.
Okay, let's go to our very lucky caller today. Her name is Megan from Aberdare. She's an aged care nurse, has 5 kids, and says she used to love Sex in the City, but not really interested in the new one. save her $1,000 for placement. She's currently studying. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, you're going well. Good. Meg's cringing.
I know.
That you hate the new Sex in the City.
Why don't you like it?
I can't say I hate it. I haven't seen any of it, not even a little bit.
Oh, okay. So there's.
I've got to watch it.
It's a rainy day.
Yeah, okay. Good.
It's all a right. Rainy day.
It's a rainy weekend, Megan.
Well, true.
There you go. Use the $1,000 on a binge subscription.
Megan, you've heard the clues. You've got 3 to play with here. I'm sure you've looked at all of the incorrect guesses. What do you think the sound is?
Could it be a biscuit tin?
Is it a biscuit tin?
Megan, you haven't looked at all of the incorrect
guesses. It's not a biscuit tin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. Enjoy the weekend, though. Get around and just like that.
Yeah,
yes,
that's,
should. Recommend
and
you
got to be just quick at calling. That's the key if you want to have a go at this.
Absolutely. Got to like quickly
lightning.
Dial them, get ready. Hey, speed guys. Dial. Checking in with Jess. Oh, sorry, not Jess. Elle. Jess is on holiday. Sorry, Elle. I'm really sorry about
how
that.
How dare you?
I've been, do you know, I've been. Like really working on not doing that all week. And I just,
I mean, it's a 2-letter name. How hard is it to remember?
Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
Here's the weekend. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, yeah, Married at First Sight is back, and this is why I love MAFS, because it just provides so much entertainment, and it's a real mirror to society,
it's
right?
True.
And,
it's
like,
true.
Modern-day dating. Interesting thing happened on the show the other night. There's a couple on there, Cody and Selena. Now, on the surface, they look like a really good match.
Yeah.
Both good-looking people. They seem to have a lot in common. But as the episode progressed, we realized Cody wasn't as into Selena as she was with him.
There wasn't the admiration wasn't reciprocated.
Yeah. She was very keen to be in that situation. He didn't seem to be at all.
Mm-hmm. He said something really interesting to Selena. I mean, it's just really the vision of chivalry and respect. He said this to her on their first night together.
Slap my schlong in the coordinating with my head.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Awkward silence.
Yeah.
It's like my schlong isn't coordinating with my head. What a lovely thing to say to a beautiful woman.
On a first date, if you will, as well, because it's their first time together having a meal after they got married.
What he was implying in that...
Not attracted to her
is
at
that
all.
He thought, oh, we're going to be a good match, but when he saw her in person, he didn't find her hot.
Mm. Basically, he actually said he wasn't attracted to her yet.
Imagine hearing that, though. The poor thing. She started crying. Just not what you say.
No.
So rude.
There's other ways to say it. My schlong isn't connected to my head. Like, come on, bro.
Like, I don't have a hard on because you're not doing it for me.
They're not going to last.
Of course not.
We put this up on the socials last night. We'll take your calls as well next. 131009. What's the worst thing that's ever been said to you on a date?
Oh, this is good. This is your chance to vent about that terrible date you had.
It's just so bad. Mm. Oh, come on, man. Don't say that to her. No. She's
so rude.
Gorgeous as well,
by the way. She's beautiful.
Bit full on.
Oh,
but gorgeous.
Yeah, something wrong with him.
The Novos.
Yeah, 131009 this morning. We're putting it out there. Terrible dates. What was the worst thing somebody's ever said to you on like a first date or when you first meet somebody? This guy on Maths, Cody, paired with Selena. She's a bit full on. Not so attracted to her on Cody's part. He's said, "Hey, darling, my schlong just isn't connecting to my head right now." That might happen, it might not. Now, look, very disrespectful thing
she
to say
so
to a gorgeous
upset.
Chick like her.
You could, I mean, what's wrong with just saying, you know,
I'm
still vibing
there.
It out or, you know, not quite there yet. Exactly. I mean, how rude.
We put this on our Facebook last night and Beth has commented. She said, "You're not really my type. I date pretty skinny girls."
He don't love you, no.
Apparently she was speechless and left.
Oh, God.
Oh,
On Instagram, how's this? "I walked up to the door and her mum answered it. I said, 'Hi, I'm Adam.' And she said, 'Are you Catholic?'"
Straight off the bat.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
Full on, right?
A lot of religious parents are like that, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
like they want you to, you know, have certain ideas of who they want you with.
Yeah.
It doesn't match up. No dice.
There was a guy that I went on a date with, I think it was like 21, 22. I met him on Plenty of Fish. And he rocked up at the front door. And the first thing he said to me was, "I think I went on a date with your sister once."
Oh, my God.
And he goes, "Was her name..." You know, example, and I'm like, yeah, you did.
Hey, Meg.
He don't love you, no.
How about this? This is another one from Instagram who says, "Can I bring my gun inside before we go out?"
No, you may not.
How about, "Let's end this date right here, right now."
Jeez. How shocking. I think you've got to be chivalrous. The guys are letting... There's some guys out there that are giving us all a bad name with this behaviour. Like, I can never imagine saying something so rude on a first date to somebody.
Like, basically
to your
saying...
your wife.
Yeah.
Well,
basically saying, "I don't find you hot."
Yeah.
That's what that is really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
That poor girl.
Do you know what? I looked at Cody. He's got a good body and stuff. He's a personal trainer and he's like an average looking guy.
Mm. She's a stunner.
He is punching, by the way. Like, she should be saying this shit to him.
Absolutely.
If anything. Poor chicks. Girls put up with a lot.
A lot of crap.
Yeah. A lot of crap. I can understand. I can relate, ladies. Guys suck sometimes. They really do. Anyway, terrible.
The Novos.
Can would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson is here with all your goss. What have you got for us up first?
Let's start with Tom Holland. He's a pretty famous guy now.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Pretty quick.
Just a little bit.
In Spider-Man, shacked up with Zendaya. They just moved in together as well.
Cute couple.
They brought a $6 million home in London to move into together. Cute.
She's moved to the UK for him.
Apparently.
Wow, he must be good.
Oh, they'd have to be pretty good to move to the UK. Oh, my God. Brown and dreary and sad.
Very rainy.
Oh, my Lord. It's the reason they all have therapists. Anyway, he's opened up about why he stays so humble and doesn't lose his mind with the money and fame.
I just have a great network of friends and family. Mm-hmm. You know, my friends from home are all my friends from when I was a kid. You know, my family are the first people to tell me if I'm having a moment of, I guess, movie stardom. And, you know, they just keep me grounded. And also, I don't really want to change, you know. I like my mates and they wouldn't like me if I would behave like some of the people from Hollywood, I guess.
He's very chill, isn't he?
So just on this, I haven't seen the Spider-Man movie. Does he have the British accent in that or is it American?
American,
no. Damn.
Yeah.
I would have watched it if they had
it. He's a very good ballet dancer as well, which I found fascinating.
Really?
Yes. I loved his, what was the lip sync battle that he did as Rihanna?
Oh, I haven't seen
it.
Oh,
it's amazing.
I did see him spinning around on TikTok, though. I was like, wow, that's a skill.
I have a theory that he's not as chill as he makes out. I feel like if you have to tell people you're a humble guy, you're probably not.
And also, there's a certain level of, I guess, intenseness and dedication that takes to become a ballet dancer.
Yeah.
So that I feel like the behind the scenes, there's an intenseness to him that we don't see.
Well, I mean, Russell Crowe says he's a chill bro to hang out with, and he also threw a phone at his cleaner, so, you know.
Different definitions of chill.
Something that is pretty chill. I find this fascinating. You can now get a career in... not a career, an education in Taylor Swift. So NYU's offering a full course that's got a two-year wait list, and it only starts in January. And you can study the career and cultural impact of Taylor Swift on society.
You know what that is? A lot of young people go, their parents saying, you've got to go to university. They go, yeah, I've found a course. I'm going to NYU. What are you studying there? Don't you worry about some music thing.
Who's teaching this course?
So, it is a woman by the name of... or a man by the name of Clive Davis. Or maybe that's the Institute. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. But it says it's going to look at Taylor Swift's career through the political and cultural view.
I love Taylor Swift. She's done a lot for music, a lot for women. Mm-hmm. But this is too much.
She's been asked to speak at the course. That's
pending. That's why people are doing it.
People are saying, though, that they're going to try and move this around the world. So, I don't know. Imagine going to UON, University of Newcastle, just studying Taylor Swift.
Once again, kids going, yay, I'm off to university, Mum, don't worry.
You wanted me to do medicine? Studying Taylor Swift.
Switching it up just a little bit.
I used to go to the University of Newcastle, and sometimes I'd skip my lectures because the campus is so big and you just don't want to walk across. I'd just go to Bar on the Hill instead. But I would walk from one side to the other of the campus at University of Newcastle just to do Taylor Swift studies.
What is the degree called? Is it like a Bachelor of Swift or...?
It doesn't have a name. I can't find the name. It just says it's got a very long wait list. They've really highlighted the long wait list. I feel like they're trying to get people to sign up.
Do you know what? What kind of career could you... make for yourself after doing this?
Well, I guess you could go into PR or some sort of music
The only job is the next teacher of that course.
Like a professional Taylor Swift groupie?
Yeah, that's also possible, I guess.
Wow.
Oh, actually, this is more info. The Taylor Swift-centred course is being taught by Rolling Stone staff writer and self-professed Swiftie, Brittany Spanos. There you go, that's who's teaching it.
There you go.
I wonder if she'll get a professor title.
Comes from a long line of Spanoses, I think.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
And Rate the Music is out now. This is awesome because it's so easy to do. It takes 5 minutes or so. And then you help us choose the music, which is great, plus the prize. Don't forget about the prize. Take the survey now for your chance to win a Hunter Valley wine tour with two fat blokes, gourmet tours for you and five friends. You're going to look like an absolute superstar taking your mates out.
You're going to have a great time on a wine tour with two fat blokes.
Yeah, aren't you? What? Book your tour now, twofatblokes.com.au if you want to buy your own one. But rate the music to try and win one with us.
I think it takes like 7 minutes, roughly, to rate the music.
I did it in five.
Oh, you're an overachiever.
Well, some people are at life, and that's good. That's good.
Hey, 105 minutes commercial free is up next with my man Jackson.
Yo.
Oh, Technotronic.
Oh my god, I love this, right? So much. So good. A bit of Mariah Carey. Beautiful. Did I just hear a groan?
Oh, it's...
that was me.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect Mariah.
Okay, I'll shut my mouth.
A bit of Katy Perry and Alessia.
You've redeemed yourself, Jackson.
I don't choose the music. just saying that.
Hey, just as well, Jackson, you're going to be live from 10 a.m. this morning at the Newcastle Caravan Camping and Lifestyle Expo.
Yes,
at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Yes.
How good.
Are you excited? Taking people's requests while you're there?
Sure, I can. Come up and have a chat to me. Tell me what you like. We'll do Rate the Music together.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Look at that, a little bonding moment.
Yeah. I'll even use my own data on my phone. Share it around.
Hotspot yourself.
You're very generous like that.
Very generous. I'm a man of the people.
Love it. Love we'll see you down there. You're there till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Get down there and say hello, Meg.
Yeah, up next, the 7th season is currently filming for The Masked Singer in the US, and there has been a bit of a walkout with the judges.
Really?
A bit of a walkout. Someone wasn't happy with the reveal, if you will.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A controversial
Controversial, yes.
You'll tell us all about that next.
We'll do. Yeah, big dramas on the set of The Masked Singer in the US. 7th season at the moment. And the theme for the show this year is The Masked Singer, the good, the bad, and the cuddly. What a theme to have for a TV show.
They're running out of celebrities.
I think
yeah, exactly.
When you hit the 7th season of a show about celebrities, the celebrity goes from like maybe a B to a C to down to a Z.
Especially because it's a bit of a quirky show. It's not just a talk show where you can come on and plug a book.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get up in a sweaty costume. It's all secretive. There's a limited pool of celebrities who are willing to do that from an already limited pool.
I'm just having a look at some of the celebs who have won the US Masked Singer last season. Jewel? Nick Lachey, who was Piglet. Leanne Rimes. Candy Burris, whoever that is. Wayne Brady and T-Pain.
So everyone who was famous circa 2002.
Basically.
What you're saying.
Yeah, it's people, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I got a chance.
I just wanted to say a couple of the runner-ups as well on the show.
Okay.
JoJo.
Oh.
From where?
The singer.
Oh, JoJo, right.
Get out right now. Jesse McCartney.
Oh.
And Nick Carter.
He was a good-looking... Oh, Jesse McCartney.
Oh, yeah, beautiful soul.
Meg, you just did that thing where you look up to the upper left, where you're thinking, like, just remembering back.
I met him once, and he was really sweet.
I bet he was.
He was beautiful. Anyway, back to The Masked Singer.
Meg's in a fantasy land.
There's been a walkout from two of the judges, Robin Thicke and... what was the other judge's name? Ken Jeong?
Oh, yeah.
Did I say that right?
From The Hangover.
Yeah. So, someone has revealed themselves on the first episode of the filming, Rudy Giuliani.
What, Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah, the former New York City mayor.
The one that was done with that, who did him in?
Borat.
Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah. I think he was dressed up as a giant Pavlova or something.
I give you prostitutes to sleep with.
He had the whole, like, hair dye meltdown. And
it dripped all down his face.
Real.
He's on The Masked Singer.
He's on The Masked Singer.
That's bizarre to me.
Let's get this straight.
Yes.
12 months ago, he was the man, the so-called warrior fighting for the US democracy, and now he's on The Masked Singer.
Getting voted out very early by the look of it as well. But they've done the walkout.
This is bizarre.
Nicole Scherzinger stayed put. She's like, no, that's fine. But those two just walked out. No idea why. The production company is staying very tight-lipped about what was going on.
Does he represent, what was it, good, bad, and cuddly?
Oh, so the good, the bad, and the cuddly.
What does he represent? Well, we've got to cross out good, because obviously not that.
Well, I mean,
do you look at him and think there's a cuddly man?
Well, I guess so.
Well, depending on the costume, really, I guess.
What's he dressed as?
I think it was like a giant Pavlova or something. That's what it looked like. I could be wrong. Sometimes you guess what they're actually dressed as and it's completely off kilter.
Who on his team said, this is what you need to do, this is good for you?
You need to improve your image. This is the way to do it. Go on The Masked Singer.
Potentially the same person who booked the Four Seasons lawn mowing service and thought it was a hotel. You know?
From the creators of the people that brought you this.
How bad.
Yeah.
So they just walked
out. I'm probably
going
to watch it though. Now.
I just want to see that bit. I'm not interested in anything else.
What's the point of a walkout if he's already evicted though?
Yeah.
agree, I guess.
You don't
yeah.
like him, that's
dramatic
fine.
Effect, I get it. It's yeah. all good.
I think they're just trying to drop up what? Some publicity for the show. Obviously, the ratings
Robin,
weren't great.
Robin Thicke and Ken... What's his
Ken
name?
Jeong.
Ken Jeong. They are just as guilty as the production company for casting him. They're giving them a big walkout moment as well. So they're yeah. just as bad as mm. the people who cast him.
I'm finding it funny, though, the celebrities that are judging other celebrities. Robin Thicke. When was the last time he had a... 2013 was his last decent single and only decent single. And he's judging
Blurred
this.
Lines.
Blurred Lines.
Oh, yeah. That song was so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Blurred Lines.
Like, it was all right at the start.
Yeah.
And then you...
Not
for about a week.
At all.
Yeah, but there was a whole backlash about
yeah,
that song.
Yeah, there was.
A whole controversy as well
yeah.
around
the
him.
The video as well, because there were two separate videos for the
That's
song.
That's right.
Yeah.
You want to go,
there you go.
Do a bit of a deep dive on that.
Rudy Giuliani coming to the Masked Singer US. Where are the days gone of like pure pop music, Meg?
I want like, you when you're
this.
I will show you the photo of me and Jesse.
Oh,
in a minute.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm in my emo phase.
Can you share that on our Instagram?
I will yes. actually. I'll tag Jesse and see if he remembers me.
This was massive at the time.
Oh, it was.
This was number one here on the ARIA charts for like weeks and weeks and weeks.
I have no memory of this song.
Oh, come on, get into it, Creepo. It kind of sounds like Bieber.
He does.
A little bit.
Come on. Yes.
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul.
Am I at the Station Hotel right now? What is happening?
I apologize.
Oh, it's Friday. Have a laugh, brother. Listen up, brother. Hey, Smash for Cash is up next. We have $1,000 up for grabs today, guys. We gave away some clues. Here's the sound. Take a listen. Let's run through the clues, though, first.
Absolutely. Okay, so the brand new clue is it doesn't require electricity. Clue number two, you might find this in Grandma's pantry. And clue number three, of course, it is food related. Strap your thinking caps on. Call 131009 if you want to crack at the money.
Yeah, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, all of the incorrect guesses are online now, newfm.com.au. That is key. Do not waste your guess if you're lucky enough to get through. Let's run through the clues. Of course, it was clue day today.
Yeah, that's right.
Clue one was you might find this item in Grandma's pantry. Clue two is it's food related. And clue number three, the fresh one from today, is there is no power cord. It's not like an electrical appliance.
Mm, great clue.
Here's the sound. Take a listen.
All right, let's meet our contestant. It's Deb from East Maitland. She runs a cleaning business and says she's very confident and is going to take out the win and said that the singing was shithouse.
Oh, come on, Deb.
Deb, you were singing along, admit it.
Okay, just a little bit.
There you go. Join in the fun, Deb.
Were you?
No.
She was getting all G'd up for Smash the Cash.
Yeah, that's right. She just wants the money and is doing anything she can to butter us up. Buttering us up like lobsters won't work. You need the correct guess. What is it?
Okay, I think it may be a salad spinner.
Salad spinner.
No, great guess.
Sorry, Deb.
Great guess.
Thank you, though.
Unfortunately.
Scratch that off the list if that's on your guest card.
I used one of those yesterday.
Oh, did you? What kind of salad did you make?
I made a lovely one with halloumi, a bit of tomato olives, lovely Kalamata olives, the best.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, I always use them.
What a great tool that is. But yeah, look, back Monday, the money is still up for grabs. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. Oh, Jackson, he sent through a message to our Facebook Messenger group. He's like, oh, I've made a surprise for you. What is it?
I just
to do with our singing?
Well, I thought I owed it to the people. Here we go. Here
come
we go.
On.
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beauty.
Look, to be honest with you, it was like a competition as to who could sing the worst, and you both win. I think this is one of the worst groups we've ever had on this show.
I feel uncomfortable with you even staring at me.
Oh,
Britney Spears even weighed in at the end.
Oh, Britney, I was a fan. Done.
Well, she wasn't a fan of you.
Maybe you guys she can give me some lessons.
You guys are such broods. Have some fun. Mm. Jesse McCartney, bro. It's so cool.
That was not fun. I need therapy.
You're going to need therapy. Go to our Instagram, the Novos underscore, the photo of emo me, 17 years old, with Jesse McCartney. I was stoked.
At the Novos underscore. Check it out.
Remember him in Summerland?
No.
Oh, that's I loved that show. Two seasons. Gone too soon.
With Laurie Loughlin, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Vinny from Home and Away.
Oh, wow. Jeez, he went far.
Yeah.
Oh, he ditched Leah off to the sunny sands of California.
Goodbye.
He didn't die on Home and Away. He just went overseas.
Never to be seen again.
Hey, 105 up next.
Yes, with Coldplay and BTS.
Oh, what a vibe.
Yes, it's Friday.
Feel good Friday, right? Christ.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah. And a bit of Madonna as well.
We'll get into this as well, but yeah, replay the last song, like, on repeat. Yeah?
Oh,
it's Friday.
Hey, sounds good. All day is Feel Good Fridays in UFN. Jackson, you're off to do a live broadcast
now. I am off to the Entertainment Centre and the showground for the Caravan Festival.
Very good. Kicking off from 10 a.m. Go along, say hello to Jackson.
Look at a camper van and a caravan and all that stuff. You'll love it.
Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
See ya.